This is KNKX News. Seahawks players are speaking out about the police killing of George Floyd and the protests that have followed. Some of the strongest words have come from quarterback Russell Wilson.
There's a lot of, in my opinion, hate in America, and there's a lot of division.
More from KNKX sports commentator Art Teal. Very powerful comments from Russell Wilson. Art, have you ever seen him like this before?
Never. Russell Wilson said he had a heavy heart and he didn't want to talk about football. I've never heard that from Russell. He's always been, as we all know, a fountain of optimism, and there was no optimism here. He was a very injured guy emotionally. And he talked some about his experiences growing up as a kid in Richmond, Virginia. And I could tell from that he was really torn up because he's been a victim of racism all his life, as have most blacks in America. And I thought he was, I guess, in one word, morose. And I've just never seen that from a guy who is so strong and so convicted about his personal feelings.
Yeah, his voice definitely faltered at times when he was speaking about all of this.
What I'm praying for is that we learn how to love, we learn how to communicate, we learn how to overcome, we learn how to try to, you know, have perspective.
Art, another perspective was offered this week by New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees. He was referring to the gesture by then 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick in 2016 when he knelt down during national anthems in a protest against police brutality in his quest for social justice. And Brees had some comments about that.
What Brees said Wednesday was that he would never agree with someone who disrespected the flag or the U.S. And that was immediately met with all kinds of criticism from his black teammates and across the NFL. Brees spoke on Wednesday a little bit before Wilson's interview with the Seattle media, and Wilson said he didn't hear his good friend say this. But what Wilson did say was that Kaepernick's gesture symbolized the right thing. And so it put these two on opposite sides of a very volatile issue. By Thursday, Brees apologized profusely. What he said in the apology was that my comments completely missed the mark on the issues we're facing today. It was not an accurate reflection of my heart and character. I'm sick about my comments and the way they were perceived, and I should do more listening and less talking.
And Russell Wilson mentioned in his comments also, Art, that he and his teammates have been talking a lot about what's been happening. And some players are also going public, like longtime Seahawks linebacker K.J. Wright.
Right. K.J. said something I think that was important in an Instagram posting early Thursday morning. He said, "It's time for uncomfortable conversations and people to get out of their bubble." I think that's really an important thing because some of us will eventually be returning to our workplaces, and some of us are still in our workplaces, and we're going to be dealing with people of differing views and differing opinions about this, and we can't help it. Most of us in the workplace or school try to compartmentalize our personal and political views. It's going to really be tough right now to do that, but I do agree with Brees on one point. We all need to do more listening and less talking.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.